That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Proud members of the Podbelly Network.
Hey!
Hi, Sammy!
So, this is an episode that I told to Ket a few weeks ago.
You know, when the world was still kind of normalish.
Right. So, because of some scheduling and mix-ups and blah, 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 we had to move it around, and it's coming out now. But just in case we say any crazy shit inside that sounds insensitive to what's going on in the world, we just wanted to let you know that it took place in the past, present past.
Yeah, we like to call it the pre-pandemic times.
Oh, those were the days. So it's actually quite delightful. So, you know, just hope it makes you laugh.
Yeah, just get into your little time machine and enjoy a time when things were slightly less terrifying.
We love you. Stay safe, stay inside.
And stay alive.
What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, come on, you know I don't watch that shit.
Why not? Too scared?
No, it's just, what's the point? They're all the same. Some stupid killer stalking some big-breasted girl who can't act, who's always running up the stairs when she should be going out the front door. It's insulting.
I'm so sorry.
And welcome.
I choked on our welcome. Welcome to Kim and Ket Stay Alive.
It's like we could have started again, but we'll keep it.
Yeah, we'll just keep it. Welcome to Kim and Ket Stay Alive, maybe.
We are a horror movie comedy podcast.
Kim's going to tell me the whole motherfucking godforsaken story of a movie that I haven't seen.
Spoilers and all.
Mm-hmm.
And Katrin's going to try to stay alive.
And here we go. China holes out.
Tits up.
Cheers. Drinking a Guinness. I love Guinness.
I'm drinking La Croix. We haven't received our case of Screwball Whiskey yet.
Yeah, if you're wondering why we're not drinking that, I think it's pretty clear.
Pretty clear.
Screwball, where are you at?
Maybe I'd start drinking again if I had some peanut butter whiskey to drink.
Yeah.
Just saying.
But Kim's sobriety is on you.
Mm.
Screwball whiskey. So, good job? Or
now we've complicated things. Yeah. Sorry.
You decide how you feel about that.
Yes.
And while you're doing that, send
give us a promo
me
code.
A case. Yeah. Great. Hi.
Hello.
We have a lot to do.
Okay.
We need to get through this.
Right.
I'm very excited. Do you have any many business?
Many business. How was your, we didn't ever talk about our trips. How was your not skiing ski trip?
Oh, it was really fun. So I learned that I love antiquing.
That's not surprising to me at all.
And I also learned that like a bunch of stuff in old antique shops is my home already. Like,
oh yeah.
Like it's
for
like
sure.
All of my grandmother's tea sets and stuff. Yeah.
Katrin loves old shit.
I do love old shit. Like my husband.
Zing!
Zing! He's not even here, but he'll hear it. You're welcome. I love you. I think I've just never, you know what I think it is? I've never been in a great antique shop.
Like, I don't know that I've ever been in a antique shop.
I've stumbled upon an antique shop or two and gone in and been bored. This was like, hey, we're the professionals of antique shops.
See,
it was
I
very
see. You
cool.
You just weren't in the good ones.
I cool. loved it. And then we got to spend time with Brian Sharp, who made 47 Meters Down sound awesome. And I also got to hang out with his brother, Alec, who lives in LA
oh.
and like is the coolest fucking dude ever.
Oh, cool.
So I feel like I like made a new friend.
Nice. Love it.
There was a really nice bathtub.
Ooh, I love you. You know how I feel about bathtubs. Oh,
yeah. It was great. So They're Eric and I.
Some of the most important things in my life.
Ooh, yeah. So Eric and I both took some really luxurious baths.
I love a good bath.
Did some antiquing. I did
the
a lot
amount
of
baths that I've taken since I moved to my new apartment
are like, infinite.
Like the percentage of days to bath towards not bath,
mm-hmm.
it's got to be more bath.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm leaning over the 50-50 line of baths.
It's the fucking best. And you just don't realize it until you're like, why haven't I been doing this all along? I really love your bath setup too.
Yeah.
Oof. I really love it. So yeah, it was a really nice little respite. They all went skiing. So Eric and I got a whole like house to ourselves. I drank so much White Claw. It was great. it was just really relaxing and delightful.
Good.
And I was happy. And Eric was happy getting to spend time with his bestie.
Nice.
Yeah. And Brian wore his KK Sam shirt.
Yay.
It was really cute. It was adorable.
Aw, cute.
And he's so funny because like I'll mention like, oh, my best friend Kim. And he's like, yeah, I like know Kim, but it's fucking weird because like I don't know her.
He's like, but I know all the details of her life.
It's really good. He's like, it's very weird for me. to know your best friend.
I'm sure that
intimately.
Is weird. Like, people definitely know.
Yeah.
Intimate facts about my life.
It's
people
really
know more about me that listen to this podcast than, like, my family does.
It's, I know. It's speaking
except,
family.
Yes.
How was your
Well, trip? Except for my brother, who I did see on my trip, and he just listens to the beginning part when we give updates on our lives.
Really? Oh, my God. That's so cute.
That's another side note. Guy that I last dated, when I talked to him a little bit, we're friends now. Just friends.
Yeah.
He listened to a bunch of the podcast, but did really? The same thing. So, and then he heard the part where I cried over him.
Really? How did that go?
Well, we were like grabbing some food and it came up way later. Like we've already been hanging out for like over an hour or something. And he's just like, oh, by the way, I started listening to a bunch of episodes of the podcast. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then he's like, I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry that like I made you cry.
Aww.
Basically.
Good for him.
And I was like, it wasn't really specifically you. It was just, you know, I was busy.
That's really sweet of him to like acknowledge it.
No, he was very sweet about it.
That's nice.
I was like, wow, now you know everything about me. my trip was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It was so good to hang out with my nieces.
They're so cute. They love you so much.
I love them so much.
I can like see it. In pictures, how much they love you.
I love them. My parents moved to like a ranch in Arizona. Yeah,
I was seeing pictures. I was like, are they cowboys now?
They have a horse stable.
Yeah.
They're not getting horses, but like they live in an area that's like quote unquote equestrian. Like all of their neighbors have horses.
Wow.
The little girl next door, I was talking to her and she like rides, she's like 6 or 7 and she like rides horses and does the barrel thing and like,
really?
Goat roping and stuff and barrel racing and shit. I was like, what the fuck?
I bet your parents' dogs love
the dogs
there.
Love it. They have two giant huskies. The dogs love it. They have like multiple yards to just live in.
That's amazing.
But it's weird for me because I've only ever lived in cities.
Right.
And so I was like, what is this place?
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, nice and relaxing, but I'm just not a fucking country girl.
Yeah.
I love places to go to. I get like there's only so much sitting
right
watching the nothing I can do.
Yeah. Yeah. I hear that for sure.
Yeah. So but yeah, it was nice and it was really good to see the girls. My family's really complicated and it was really triggering. Really triggering to go back. This is the longest I've stayed with them in a very, very long time.
Yeah, it was a long time for you.
I don't usually stay that long. And that is purposeful. Cause I have some boundaries set there and I consciously was like, oh, well, you know, I'm seeing other like,
yeah, Bobby,
my brother.
And
yeah. And the girls are coming
there,
out.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was fucking a challenge to my sobriety.
I'm really proud of you.
And I'm really, thank you. And I'm honestly, truly proud of myself.
You should
I have
be
to say it.
Yeah.
The first day there, I like had a mini panic attack, like trying not to drink. Like it was really hard. And then it got easier. but there was some Trump fights out in public restaurants.
Oh, fun. There in public. Was, cool.
Some meanness to people that was hard for me to handle. There was a lot. Mm. I felt very triggered, and so many things that I used to do as like a little kid were coming back. It was very weird.
Yeah. The ways that you coped before you drank.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interesting.
So that was, but I came back, and I will talk about this on another week because I want to get to our movie, but I came back and my friend is an RTT therapist, and I did that, and it was really fucking cool, and it helped a lot with some things.
That's awesome.
So,
well, I'm really proud of you.
Thank you.
I didn't want to make a big deal about it before you left because I was like, maybe it'll be fine, but I was nervous about the trigger aspect of you being so new to not drinking and going back to that environment. So yeah. Like, I definitely wasn't going to be like, good luck, you know, but my thoughts were definitely with you, and I'm really proud of you.
Yeah. But there were moments with my nieces and like Audra, like, oh, fuck. There were so many times where she would like want me to pick her up because they're like 4 and a half. So they, you know,
still want to be picked
up. They walk around. But, yeah. Like, but there were definitely times where like her mom would be like, do you want me to pick you up or whatever? And like, she'd be like, Aunt Kim. Like, oh. She chose me over Jen sometimes. And
oh,
I was like,
God.
My heart.
And your womb exploded everywhere?
Yes. And I would just like hold her. And the dogs were really big for them. So sometimes I have to protect them. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'll take care of you. And they want me to like read like bedtime stories to them.
I love that.
And then at the end, we were all had like flights at the same time. So I was waiting in like their area with them. And we were just like playing little Instagram videos and stuff. And then,
oh, I saw those with yeah, the, and with I the saw Disney Bobby thing. And Jen did it too. That was cute.
Yeah. And then they had to go start boarding. And so they were like, say goodbye, you know? And so they both were like on top of me, like hugging me. And then they started yelling, I don't want you to leave. I don't want you to leave. And I was like, I don't want to leave either.
That is so sweet.
And I was like, I love them so much.
That is so special.
Oh my gosh.
When are they going to come out here and visit?
I don't know.
Come on out, Bobby and Jen. Bring those babies.
They're so cute. This was their first flight. So
how'd they do? They,
good. I don't know how their flight back was, but
yeah.
The way they were good. That I was mean,
with
4-year-olds,
you can at least like ration with to an extent. I mean, they're still four, but it's like,
yeah.
As opposed to like an infant that's sobbing where you're just like, well, you're a loaf of bread that's screaming at me. So
but, yeah. One of them likes to push the boundaries. And she's real smart.
Yeah. It's the redhead, isn't it?
No.
It's the brunette?
The brunette.
Interesting.
Yeah, the redheads. I mean, you know, she has her own. They're still four.
Right.
But like, no, the brunette is like super fucking smart. Super smart.
That's
so funny.
She
like really pushes the boundaries like to see like
how far she can go. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be great. If she has boundaries set for her as a child, but she has that sort of like, how far can I get? She's going to turn into like a really positive force to be reckoned with. But parenting that early on is
she's a little bit
difficult.
Of a mean girl.
Yeah. She'll grow out of it. She'll grow out of it.
Yeah. The other one, it's funny because she like more like monsters and things and like she's a little bit more of an actress. So.
Oh my God. I love it.
She follows after her Aunt Kim, obviously.
Yeah, she does.
So that was our trips.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you want to tell me about a movie?
I watched 2.5 movies.
Because you didn't like the first one? The first two? Wait, what? 2.5? Wait. Okay.
2.5 movies. I watched Here's What's Happened.
Okay.
2 days ago, I woke up feeling sick and I was like, God damn it.
No.
I never get sick. And I got sick twice in 2 months.
Yeah.
Anyway, I visualized getting rid of it. It worked. But I also just rested for a day. But I was like, oh, this is the day I was going to watch. I was like, oh, I'll just watch the movie. And I was like, genius idea. I'm going to watch the movie. And then tomorrow I'll rewatch it with the notes. But I'll watch it relaxingly today, which will feel really nice.
Yeah.
And so I got to like just enjoy the movie.
Well, that's nice.
But it was a specific movie that I was watching because I wanted to come out on a specific date. And I got the fucking date wrong.
Oh, no.
And so then the next day I realized it was the wrong date. And I was like, well, I could just do it. But I was like, no, I'd really prefer to wait. So hold pin in that.
Okay.
And I hadn't even taken the notes on it or anything. So I was like, fuck it.
Yeah.
Then I started another movie. And halfway through, it's so good.
Mm-hmm.
But halfway through, I realized it's really starts to just be a comedy.
Mm.
And there were like choices, like there's right. not, it's so fucking good. I guess I could just talk about
because
I don't think,
cause you're not.
So it's called One Cut of the Dead.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard of it.
You should watch it. It's on Shudder. It's so like, I don't even know if I want to say anything about it.
Yeah, don't say anything because then I'll watch it.
Really great.
But it just didn't have choices and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It definitely swings more comedy after a bit. Yeah. So
I've done that before where you're like watching it and you're like, it's just wrong place, wrong time to the nth degree. And you can't really do anything about that. Yeah.
So then I started watching another and I was like, I mean, honestly, this just has to be
has
it.
To be
I, like,
it.
I can't do anything else at this time. Because it was down to the wire. I watched half before work, half after work. And here I am.
Here we are.
Today's the
can't
day.
Can't wait to see what the winner was.
This is called Bliss.
Oh, you texted me about this. I have never heard of this one either.
This is written and directed by Joe Bagos.
Okay.
And I think it's like this year, like 2019.
Oh, cool.
Or sometime in the past 2 to 3 years. The past 1 to 3 years.
Got it. This decade.
Definitely. Well, technically last decade.
It's true. Technically last decade.
Definitely last decade.
Great.
And I'm going to say 2019. I was right the first time.
Should have just stuck with it.
Fucking gut. God damn it. All right. Dead or Alive.
Mm-hmm.
Hadrian.
With an
That's
H?
That's right. It's with an H.
Hadrian?
I actually was like...
Hadrian.
I was listening. If I was just listening,
right.
I would have thought it was Adrian.
Of course.
But then I had
subtitles
on.
And it was
and it's kept saying Hadrian.
Hadrian.
And then I also looked on IMDb and it's definitely Hadrian.
Okay. Alive.
Clive.
Clive?
Yes. Just
dead.
Ronnie.
Dead.
Ronnie? What the fuck kind of name is that? Courtney.
Dead.
Desi.
Dead.
David the agent.
Dead.
Nikki St. John. Ian. Jean.
Want to try again?
Nikki St. Jean.
Nikki St. Jean.
Or John. Either way.
A Lerv. Nikki St. John. Ian.
So, the beginning of this, there is an epilepsy warning for all the flashing lights that are going on.
Oh my gosh. Cousin, don't let Rosie watch this.
We start with some hard rock music credits, and the credits are like dripping paint with like, and they're like bright colored and flashing lights and stuff. And it says Bliss, producers of Mandy.
Oh, so it's a LSD
trip. I just
trip.
Want you to get ready for
hallucinations. I have seen Mandy through your eyeballs and I have seen Mandy through my eyeballs.
Great.
Also, oh wait, sidebar. When I went to go see After Midnight, Dave Lawson's movie.
That was one of my business.
Okay.
Let's talk about
it. Okay. So, super interesting, definitely like very much like a character piece. It's a horror movie, but I would actually characterize it more as like a character piece, to be honest.
Okay.
The guy who stars in it also directed it.
Jeremy Gardner.
Yeah. He's a really charismatic, fascinating actor. Both Eric and I were really impressed. Bria did great. Henry Zebrowski was actually, cause I only know him as like the sort of like insane spitfire on last podcast on the left. And like, he obviously played the comedic relief, but his naturalism and delivery was very impressive.
Oh, good.
Like he was funny. He was the funny one, but like his dialogue skills were impressive. And then, but what was funny, the reason I thought of this, so go see After Midnight. It's on VOD and it's on video on demand. Mm-hmm. I have to look. Yeah. But Dave Lawson called me out in front of the entire audience.
What where
he said something about Spring, their movie Spring, that Kim did an episode on. And he was like, go see Spring. And he was like, Ketron says she's seen it, but she hasn't. And I was like, no, I saw it through someone else's eyeballs. And everyone was like, what? And then Dave just moved on. It was funny. And I was like, so now I sound like a psycho that I'm like, I did see it through someone else's eyeballs. And then he just didn't explain.
Should we do After Midnight?
I don't. It's not a good choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Yeah. Kind of like what we talked about where it's like, yeah.
Yeah. I'll watch it then.
Really work. But it was good. And the acting was impressive.
Good. For sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm excited to share this with you.
Yeah.
Then. So we get into, I don't even know why I said it that way, where there's a picture of, the movie starts with a curly haired chick.
Okay.
The curly hair, the kind of curly hair that you and I really fucking want.
Like, where it's just big, like, looks good all the time.
Looks good. It's like looks big and luscious and long and.
That's what I always wanted.
Me too. Like, it's so lion much. Hair. Yes. Lion mane hair.
I love it. Gosh. I love it.
She's got great hair.
Blonde? Brown?
No. Brown. Brunette.
Yes. Love it.
Yeah. Great hair. She's looking at like a big canvas and it's mostly like kind of orange, red, yellows mm-hmm. on there. She kind of like starts to spread back at it and like she's clearly the artist and we see we're kind of in like an artist loft.
Okay.
Like windows to the world.
Yep. That's where the windows usually point. Uh-huh.
And then Jeremy Gardner comes in.
Shut the fuck up. Okay. I did not even know that was.
I know.
Okay. Great.
He's Clive.
He's great.
I think he's Clive. I'm pretty sure it's Jeremy Gardner. Now I'm having a mini fan.
Yeah.
I should stick with my gut again. You know what? I'm not even going to look it up. I'm going to stick with my gut.
Okay.
Remember when I was right about 2019? All right, I'll look it up.
Because we need to know if Eric needs to edit out your mistake or not.
Cast. Jeremy Gardner. Clive. I was right.
Great.
God, I'm on it. Should
have stuck with your gut.
Fuck you. He comes in. And he's like, how long you been at it? And she's like, an hour. And he's like, he's like, did you do anything? And she's like, doesn't fucking look like it.
Rude. My process.
She's pain.
No, I'm saying, don't question my process, Clive.
Oh, I thought you were saying that she was being rude. And no, I'm saying, she's like, no.
No, I was being on her side. Don't question my process, Clive.
And she's like, I got to go in 20 minutes anyway. And he's like, all right, you said you'd give me a ride. It's on the way, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, fine. So now cut to them parking, like, walking.
Do you want to park down the street? Park on down to the coffee shop? Yeah, let me just walk my car.
So stupid. Stone cold sober people. Cut to them. I wonder if judge people. It's like my brain moves too fast. Faster than my lips.
Your brain does move faster than your lips.
I wonder if people will judge me more or less.
I think
for being sober, making this much.
I think they will judge you not at all because you're so
insanity
goddamn adorable.
Versus just being drunk. We're just like, we just thought you were drunk the whole time. Cut to them walking mm-hmm. in like the parking hallway. Like they're in a hallway that's not
parked.
Looks like it's probably the underground aisle? Hallway.
Okay.
But they're not by cars yet. Oh. They're still like in a hallway. But it just looked more
garagey. Got it.
Yeah. It didn't matter anyway. It doesn't.
I was like really trying to take it in, like, okay, they're in a
doesn't matter. Okay. They're arguing.
Should we just move past it? Great. They're arguing about where they are.
They're arguing because he took too long.
They're walking. I were late.
Her landlord comes out of his little office and he stops her and he's like, you're 2 weeks late for rent. Mm. And she's like, I know. She's like, blah, blah, blah. And like, she's definitely like a cool girl and like fucking making it. She's just like, I know, I'm heading to my agents right now. I'm supposed to get a commission check, yada, da, da, da. And he's like, okay, well, get it to me. Like, she's like, I can get it to you like tonight or whatever. And he's like, I'm out of town. He's like, I'm doing this tonight. And she's like, okay, then tomorrow. And he's like, I'm out of town tomorrow. And then this, and she's like, okay, I'll give it to you Monday. Like,
yeah. What's up?
And he's like, okay, a 3-day extension. You have 3 days.
Okay.
So now they're driving and she is like a cool convertible, like a cool 56 Chevy convertible.
Sure, sure. Oh, no, I saw it. Marissa Tomei.
It's not a 56 Chevy, though. What is this? This is like a, I don't know.
A 78 Thunderbird Camaro Buick.
Yeah. This is like a 69 Mustang. 69 Mustang.
Okay, great. It's not a Thunderbird Camaro Buick?
Buick? No.
Okay.
And she's just like,
it's not a Buick Skylark. Did you just go awk?
Just jumped on the end.
Awk.
And just wanted to be part of it with you.
You could have just said it out. You could have just said it out.
Just trying to be in line.
You can sit some of them out.
It's like when you said, what's in the box?
What's in the...
Okay. What's okay. happening?
Okay. We have to get through
this. I'm on like page one. Gotta go.
Okay. Okay.
They're driving. They're in a convertible. 69K. Fucking Mustang. She's bitching about it. And he's like, chill out. And he's like, look, if he throws you out, then you can come stay with me finally.
Oh.
And so now cut to her. Her name's Desi. Did I say that? Her mm-hmm. name's Desi. Her name's Desi.
I got it.
Oof. She's at her agent's office now.
Okay.
And she's saying that she needs a 2-week extension. And right. he's like, you said that 3 weeks ago. Mm. And he basically is like, Nikki St. Gian is dropping your show pretty
oh,
much.
Oh, shit.
He's like, you know, you're clearly not right. making work. So he drops her now, too.
Oh, no.
So now
been
she's
there.
Driving again. She's on the phone. It's ringing. It's a message or answering machine for Hadrian.
Hadrian.
And she calls someone again. Now she leaves a message for Nikki St. Gian. And she's like, I don't know if you heard, but me and fucking whatever the fuck agent aren't working together anymore. Your piece will be ready. Da 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 da. Call me back.
Okay.
Then she calls someone else. And it turns out it's actually Hadrian again, now that I know who Hadrian is. And she asks if he's holding.
Mm.
And he says, drugs. Yeah.
Mandy. Sounds like drugs.
Mandy.
Yeah.
All like one so, word, Mandy.
So all the drugs.
She's like, all right, I'll be there in a minute. She gets to a house. Hadrian opens the door.
Uh-huh.
And it is.
Who?
Graham Skipper.
Get the fuck right out the fuck no. here. Sup, Graham?
Our friend, Graham Skipper.
How's it going, buddy? That's Crayballs.
I know.
Hi, Graham.
Hi, Graham.
All right, Graham, what's up?
You holding?
Look at us.
We're new to the horror movies.
Here we go.
Here we go. I know.
That's awesome.
I know. Super exciting. So she goes in the house. And he's kind of like, oh, you famous yet? And she's like, yeah, I should sign your fucking dick or something. Like, she's just fucking cool.
I like her.
Yeah. And then there's like...
By the way, we'll be signing dicks at our live show.
Whoa.
Whip them out. Signing
Whip
dicks.
Whip them out. I'm sure your husband will love that.
Line them up. Signing dicks.
Wow. Zowie. I don't know if I signed up for this. She goes in and there's like a bunch of old guys playing poker. One of them is Norm from Cheers.
Norm. Hi, buddy.
Yeah.
Glad you're not dead.
Yeah. It seems 2019. He was definitely alive playing poker.
Cool.
So Graham now shows her he's got some new bomb ass options.
Okay.
He's got, and he throws down some bags. Tennessee Black. And it's something like it'll make you feel good, but no visuals.
Oh.
Two, Black Dynamite. You get some feel goods and some visuals.
Okay.
Those two I did from memory because I couldn't really remember, but sure. I wanted to ask this question. So third option, Diablo. super intense. It's basically like cocaine mixed with DMT.
Boo.
Question one. What do you pick? What does she pick?
Number two.
Number two.
Feel good with some visuals.
All right. Catherine.
Yeah. I feel like if I'm in the right environment, I've learned since I've been smoking so much more weed that like if I'm with the right people, like I think visuals with you and Eric would be fun.
So fun. Yes.
But I also like will not do it under any circumstances that isn't controlled.
Right. For sure.
So, yeah.
And what does she pick? What does she do?
I think she picks the third one.
Yay! Played better. Yes. She wants that Diablo.
And you liked my choice?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. I thought you were going to...
I'm good at picking drugs.
I liked it.
Okay.
She's like... Like the first one, she was like, pass. And she's like, I'll take that. And he's like, all right, I'll give you like a sample. And she's like, you got to go slow with this stuff. Like, you got to start small.
Something tells me she won't.
Mm-hmm. And he like hasn't seen her in a couple months. And she's like, oh, I've been clean. But she's like, but I haven't finished a painting in 3 months.
Oh.
And he's like, all right, well, you might want to stick around after you try that shit because it can be bonkers.
Ugh.
So this is like in like the bedroom, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so he leaves the room. She snorts a line and it's just like, whoa.
Like the eyeballs from Mandy, like the pupils.
No, just like it's just like zooms out kind of like away from her face a little bit. Okay. And then it's like she literally slow-mo falls back to the ground.
Fun. Okay.
And it's just like, wow. And then she just stares up at the ceiling fan.
Mm-hmm.
And lights are flashing and trippy music and stuff. Because it's not the same like director
right.
of Mandy, but it's clearly Mandy these producers
are into
know
a
what
vibe.
They like. They've got a vibe.
They've got a real vibe.
So lights are flashing, trippy music. It gets like faster, faster, faster. And it's like a slow zoom into her face. Cut to someone like popping in and being like, oh, thought this was the bathroom. And she kind of like wakes up and he goes out and there's like a party happening mm-hmm. out there. So she goes out there and a chick like jumps on her back and she's like, Desi. And Desi is like, Courtney, I've been calling you for weeks. Like, blah, 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 you know. Oh, but like Desi is basically like, I got to go because mm-hmm. she's going to go paint.
Yeah.
And Courtney's like, not even. And then Graham comes up and... he says something about how he like has the best bliss in town. It just knocked Dez on her ass.
Mm.
And question two, and like, oh, and Courtney's kind of like, what? And you didn't offer any? Question two, what does Desi do? What do you do?
Desi stays to do another line with Courtney. I go home to paint because I got to pay rent. And I'm a responsible drug user.
Good job.
Thank you.
Desi's like, I got to go home. Cut to them doing lines together.
Sure.
And this is like, this stuff is like black.
Yeah. I was going to ask. I was like, I don't know anything about drugs, but I was like, I'm pretty sure like Coke is just, do you have visuals with Coke?
No.
Yeah. That's what I
Bliss
thought.
Bliss is a street name for bath salts?
No.
So I think it's bath salts.
I don't want to do those. I don't want to eat face. No face for me.
Yeah.
No. How do I get off this? I want to undo it.
You've already done at least two lines.
Oh,
now.
No.
Remember when you picked the middle?
Oh,
part?
No.
What'd you pick?
I picked
black dynamite bath salts.
Oh, no. This is why you don't do drugs. I'm eating faces now. I'm eating Kim's face. Okay.
So, yep. You're doing bath salts.
Oh, no.
So, basically, and then it's just like clippy shots of like Dez, like basically they're just partying.
Montage out. Of
And it's
drugs.
Like Dez talking about all the things she's getting fucked over by, like it's like the fucking agent and the this and like people aren't taking her meetings. She had this magazine cover, but they don't do nudity, blah, blah, blah. like she wasn't on the cover, but like she was doing art,
painting
whatever.
Nude. They, yeah,
whatever. And then it's just the girls and they're having like boy talk, and like Courtney's asking about Clive. She's like, when are you going to cut him loose? And Desi's just kind of like, I guess when I find, when something better comes along. And they're just doing like party things and like girl talk and drugs. And Courtney tells her to come to like her boyfriend Ronnie's show tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. Because like his manager owns, is like an exec, music exec guy who owns two labels. So maybe he could get you some commission work, sure, basically. So then Courtney's boyfriend Ronnie comes in. And at that moment, like, the girls kiss.
Oh.
And then they all kiss.
Oh.
Question three.
Were they actually eating each other's faces?
No, they were kissing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
They were kissing.
It was sexy times.
Okay. What's my question?
So you're having a three-way kiss.
Sure.
What does she do? What do you do?
I'm Desi?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm going to get it. Okay. I myself, how, what's Ronnie's vibe? What's he working with?
What's his vibe? He's like a long haired blonde guy.
You're not selling me on that.
Yeah.
Is he my, you know what I can just ask? What's his type? Or what's, is he my type is what I meant.
Probably not.
Is she my type?
But she is like a spunky blonde with like chappy blonde bangs.
I could be into that.
She's cute.
Fuck it. I'm on bath salts. Let's get cray. Let's do this. I mean, I'm into
threesome men town.
I'm into threesome town.
All right.
She's also into threesome town.
No points for you.
Ah, crap.
Oh, wait, no. Point for you.
Point for me. For myself.
She's into it.
Oh, she's into it, but I am dead. Got it. Okay.
I mean, but might be worth it.
Yeah.
It's a good choice.
Let's do this.
So cut to kind of the night passing and like montage-y ways of like drinking, smoking, snorting, kissing, flashing lights,
right,
threesome. And then it's like a blue light and like music and trippy, and we just hear like some moaning and cuts to silent. And now we're like looking through a mirror, and Courtney has like blood on her mouth.
Oh no.
And Desi has like some blood running down like her shoulder side a
from
little
eating
bit.
Faces.
And like kind of like from her neck shoulder area. Mm-hmm. And then it's morning. Desi wakes up alone.
Uh oh.
And leaves.
Okay.
Cut to her driving, cut to her eating a sandwich on the street, cut to her driving again.
Been there.
Yep.
Tough morning.
Sometimes you got to get some street sandwich. She goes back to her artist loft, lights a fucking shows how much I smoke weed that I wrote like three different things, and then later I realized what it's called.
What was it?
Because I was like, lights a joint, but it's not a joint because it was like cigar like.
Oh.
And then I was like, spliff, but I was like, that's not a spliff. And I was like, later, 20 pages in, I'm like, blunt.
There you go.
Right, those are the differences.
I think so, but I think people use them interchangeably. I just smoke vapes and eat edibles, so I don't know. But
I think a joint is like
the little
white wrappers.
Yeah,
a spliff is when it's mixed with nicotine, like a cigarette kind of thing situation.
Oh, see, I'm learning something. I didn't know
that. And
then
a blunt, I feel like, is more cigar wrapping.
Oh,
I think,
guys,
postmortem, tell us.
Well, postmortem all about weed. I guess
I know. Yeah, I don't know about other drugs. Yeah, I do. It's just weed's never been my thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, bath salts are really
anyway,
my thing.
Yeah, Kim knows all there is to know about
give me
bath
that
salts.
And she just kind of stares at the painting, puts on some music, and paints. And she's like in the fucking zone. And then she's like snorting more bliss and like smoking more. And then she stands back and looks at it. Someone calls. I don't know who this was that she was talking to, and I never found out.
Okay.
Maybe Clive. But she's telling him that she started painting again. And she's like, something happened last night. Like, it just came over me. Like, it all just poured out from me. Like, I was possessed. She's like, this is going to be my masterpiece.
Okay.
And he's like, what did you paint? And we kind of like zoom in on the picture. And so it starts, so it's been all red on the outside with mm-hmm. some kind of like yellow in the middle. And then now it started to have little people oh. that are all red, kind of like climbing from the bottom, but on top of each other, okay. like a little hill of little bodies.
Okay.
And now she's in the bathroom and she's looking in the mirror and like her neck hurts. And she's kind of like looking at her neck and it's like flashing between like that and bleeding, that and the neck bleeding.
Oh, like from the flashback of the night before? Okay.
Well, no, it's like her looking at her face in the mirror and it's like her being, and then it'll like flash it having blood dripping down at first knot.
Okay.
Then she's in the shower. Now we cut to later, Clive and her like having sex, like standing at the window. And then he smokes a cigarette and he's like, I saw you painting. He's like, I saw your painting. And he's like, and I saw your inspiration all over the counter too. And she's like, meaning the bliss.
Oh, okay.
And she's like, yeah, whatever, you know, kind of like, is like, thanks for stopping by. Like, yeah. Bye. And he's like, how about we just have one drink?
Okay.
Question four, what does she do? What do you do?
She has a drink. I'm going to get back to painting because I need to pay my rent.
She's got some Joneses.
Yeah. I can feel that.
Cut to her snorting in the bathroom.
Right.
At a bar.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And someone knocking on the door, like there's a line out there, and she opens the door and basically starts like fighting with the chick. Like that chick gets in her face, she gets in her face, and they're all like,
does he?
And then she like goes up to the bar where Clive's sitting, and he's like, you ready to go? And she like orders another shot, and she's like, no, I'm pissed. And she's like, that chick and my agent, and
oh, honey.
And some guy comes up and like recognizes her. He's like, hey, aren't you Desi Donahue? And he's like, I have a custom. He's like, she's like, no, I'm not. And he's like, I have like the custom print of like Splatterpunk number one, da 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 da. And he's like, and she's like, can you just fuck off? And he's like, fuck you.
Oh, Des.
And then she orders another drink.
Oh, Des.
Yeah.
She needs hashtag therapy.
So now Courtney comes up. We're in the bar. And she's like, oh, my God, second night in a row. And Clive is like, what did you guys get into last night? And she's like, each other.
Uh-oh.
And Clive's like, really? And his boner
hits himself in the face. Right in the eyeball.
Cut to now all four of them, like Courtney and Ronnie, and then Courtney and Ronnie are like together, and I think they're wearing sunglasses. Like they're definitely like party times USA all the time. Yeah. And then Clive on one side and Desi on the other. And
party times USA.
I don't know why I'd say that. It's like a term that I use, but no, I don't know why.
It's one of my favorite things you say because I get it, and it's the dumbest, silliest thing ever. But I love it, and I get it. They're like definitely party times USA.
What does that mean? Anyway, but they are. And they're talking about having like a threesome with like a transgendered person.
Good for you.
Yeah, because I thought it was going bad because they like talk about like making out with this chick and then like a dick comes out.
Yep. And you're always and like, are you about to be assholes?
Yeah. And then they were like, Ronnie put that dick in his mouth so quick or something like that. Like, and
I was
like,
you, Ronnie,
guys. And Desi's like, I gotta go home and paint. And Courtney's like, just come to the next place. You can meet Dante, the music exec, record exec guy.
I have a feeling that Desi's not going home.
Guess what? You're right. Guess what? You're right.
She's going to that bar and she's gonna do some lines of bath salts.
First, she's like, I don't want to meet douchebag Dante. Oh,
my Lord.
Oh, I guess I had that as a question.
Oh, well, so, but I got it right.
You're right.
But obviously I'm going home to paint.
Okay.
I think that was clear.
This was just the same question over and over again. That was like pretty much a giveaway. Both points.
I'm too anxious to not, like, I have to pay my rent. I've never paid my rent late ever in my life. I either pay the day before or on the day. Always.
Good for you.
It terrifies me.
Cut to the two girls going to the next bar together.
Sure.
Clive, I think, goes home.
Poor Clive.
They go in. Some metal band is playing. And they go find Ronnie backstage in the green room. And now they meet Dante and they're doing lines and Desi kind of starts to like fall over and they're like, are you all right? All right. All right. It starts like echoing kind of.
Yeah.
And so she goes downstairs and she's like sweaty and like stumbling. And the camera turns like upside down, kind of like in a full circle. No. And then she goes in the bathroom and she throws up, which looks like kind of blood. And the lights are all blinky. And she's like, I think I'm fucking, they feel like I'm fucking dying.
Oh, no.
Courtney comes in and she says that to her, actually.
Sure, sure.
And she's like, you're not going to die. Trust me. But like, her, it's just like her blonde hair, and then like her face is just like a dark shadow because of the way the light is and stuff.
Oh no.
So she's like coming after her, she's like, you're not gonna die, trust me.
Oh no.
And she gives her another bump.
Where your face at, bitch?
And Desi just like looks all fucking crazy eye, like cracked out. And some chick walks in. Mostly just looks like she's probably just like sick at the toilet. You know what I mean? And her friend is there. Some chick walks in and sees them. It's all just like open.
Sure. Because
it's that kind of bar. And she, the chick's just like at the sink looking in the mirror. And Courtney kind of like walks up behind her, like gets kind of like on her neck a little bit. Uh-huh. Like, and the girl's like, can I help you? Courtney bites her neck.
Courtney's a vampire.
And then with like a bloody mouth, she goes over and kisses Desi.
Ooh, we have a sexy vampire sexy situation. Vampire. Let's get busy.
So now Desi's all tripped out and blood's dripping from her mouth. And it's like this cool shot where she's just like leaves the bar, but she's like gliding down the hallway, like not walking. And the girls now are just like slow-mo dancing, like in the fucking fucking concert and making out and like tripping balls.
This
and just
sounds
like
Sexy Times USA.
Sexy Times USA. And they're just like fucking flashing lights, blah, blah, blah. Cut to Desi naked on the floor waking up.
Oh, dear.
She's in her bathroom, I think, or somewhere in her home.
Got it.
She looks at the painting. And it's even like more defined now, like more things have been put on. Like there's more kind of people. It's like grown up a little bit. And it almost looks like they're like burning in hell or something. Ooh. I don't know. There's a knock on the door. So she gets up and she's like, hold on. And she like puts on clothes and they're like knocking. And she's like, hold the fuck on. And so she answers and it's a fancy lady. And the lady's like, you look like shit. And there's like some like blood on her lip. She's not like covered in blood or anything like that.
But she just looks
like,
rough.
Looks like maybe she got punched in the lip or something. Yeah. This is Nikki St. John.
St. John.
John.
It's probably just John.
Like I think it's Jean.
Is it?
But Nikki like, St. Jean. But I said Nikki St. John and then said
are
Jean
you sure
in
not,
the last minute.
Are you sure Nikki St. Jean?
It's Nikki St. Jean.
All right. Maybe.
She's not that fancy, okay?
Maybe. Not as fancy as you, Nikki St. Jean.
No, it's just, it's Jean, but I started to say John, so I said Nikki St. Jean. And she's like, you got 22 pieces clogging up my gallery, and what about that $10,000 advance I gave you on the piece that I'm not fucking getting?
Yeesh.
And she comes in and looks at the painting, and she's like, oh, so like, you do have something because fucking agent dickhead said
you
didn't.
Had nothing, yeah.
And she, and Desi's like, yeah, well, that's why I'm not working with him anymore. And she's like, I'm going to have it finished by launch. And Nikki's like, well, that's in 3 days. And she's like, it'll
I got
be done.
It. Yeah.
And then it's just a close-up of the painting.
I can't wait to see this painting.
Cut to Desi laying smoking a blunt. Now she's in the shower and the water now starts to turn into blood. And she's just like showering and drinking it.
Basically. Oh, my.
Now she's snorting some more bliss.
Girl.
Looking at the painting, snorting more
Girl.
And more. And now she's like fucking pacing around in a circle and like mumbling to herself. And now she's calling Courtney and she's like, I need you to tell me what happened last night because I woke up covered in blood and I feel like I'm walking on water and this shit ain't that good, right? Because she's like, I'm feeling really strung out. Like I'm fucking have feeling chills and sweating and I can't fucking still and I feel like a fucking dope fiend and I don't really like it and I call me the fuck back because I'm losing it. I am not well.
Yeah, you're a vampire.
Yeah. Now she calls Clive and she's like, Clive, hey baby, I just wanted to talk to somebody, so you know, like just what, call me back. And now she's like staring and like starts painting but she's like freaking out and there's a knock on the door and it kind of like cuts to like this, so this is all just her kind of freaking out at least, because it's like a cut to her looking in the mirror at that, at her neck, and then the knock on the door, and then the mirror, and then her reflection, and her reflection's like bloody and like laughing. And then she's on the phone again with Courtney, and she's like, I need to feel what I felt last night. I need it. And she breaks the mirror.
Oh my.
And then the door blasts open.
Oh my.
But it's just like trippy, and then there's like snorting. It's like trippy, trippy, clippy, clippy, snorting, screaming, breaking shit, screaming, fever pitch. Ah! Snorty, snorty, clippy, clippy.
I hate that fever pitch thing where things get faster and louder. Owies.
Yeah.
My head.
Cut to her on the ground, her eyes kind of rolled back.
Desi?
Desi on the ground. And we hear like mumbling kind of like in a far away, like, Des, wake up. Des, wake up! And she opens her eyes. Now she's standing in her studio. Clive is there. He's like, you don't remember doing any of this shit? And he's like, do you remember? He's like, calling me. Do you remember that? Do you remember anything after that? She doesn't. And he's like, that was like 24 fucking hours ago.
Oh, shit.
And he's like, it's this shit, like this fucking, the drugs, yeah. Basically. He's like, you need to quit it. And Desi's like, who the fuck are you? Like, you're just some guy who slings drinks to losers. And she's like, you don't even see it. She's like, you look at it, but you can't see it. Like, you're not seeing it. And he's like, it's great, but it's not worth dying over.
Oh, damn.
And she's like,
I've coming in with the truth.
She says, you will never know what it is like to create something. And I would rather fucking die doing it than doing nothing and drinking my life away next to you.
We have some issues. There are some sentiments that we can explore, but in general, I'm just seeing issues that need to be talked about.
And he's just like, wow, and leaves. And he's like, paint your fucking masterpiece.
Yeah.
So now we look at the painting, and it has like more people on it that have like grown into like a little triangle. Okay. Question 6. What does she decide to do next? What do you decide to do next?
She's going to do more bliss. I am going, I'm really concerned about my rent still. But I don't like feeling really strung out, and I'm me. So I'm going to overreact and check myself into a rehab center.
Yay! Cut to a phone ringing. She's calling Graham and she's freaking out. She's like, I'm painting, but I'm seeing shit. And she's like, have you seen Courtney? She's actually like on a payphone calling him.
Okay.
And he tells her to come
over.
They
still have those?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't know where, but she's on a couple of them in the movie.
All right.
Interesting. He tells her to come over. At that moment, Courtney walks by behind her. And so she yells after her and she's like, what's going on? Did you attack somebody last night? And she like runs up and grabs her. It's someone else.
Oh.
Now she's at Graham's and he's like, wait, what? What? And she's like, blood. Like, I'm fucking craving it. Like, I fucking need a fix and it's driving me insane. Girl. And he's like, are you like in the fucking Lost Boys or something? Like, what the fuck? And he's like, I think you've been hitting the powder too hard there, buddy. And she basically went through all the bliss that she had.
Girl!
And she's like, well, no. She's like, it's not even that though. She's like, that helps curb the cravings.
Oh, shit.
He's like, all right, maybe we can wean you off with something lighter. And she's like, I think Courtney killed somebody last night. And he's like, that's ridiculous, dude. And she's like, I woke up like covered in blood. And he's like, don't you paint? Like, do you use red paint? Like, and she's like, I'm almost done. She's like, I'm almost done. And what I'm doing is working.
Also, you can tell the difference between paint and blood.
Yeah, but I mean, she's got a lot going on.
I guess. Yeah.
I don't know. Can you?
Can you? Yes. Can you? Yes. I can.
Can you?
Blood changes color when it's oxidized. Paint doesn't. So
But when it's just dried on you.
Think about dried blood on you, though. It like turns darker and brownish. Red paint does not.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. Okay, guys, our next postmortem, we're doing a blood paint experiment. Here it is.
But she's working with all kinds. She's not working with just one colored bright red paint. Crayola red. This is my only one. Like, Crayola she's covered red. In like all different kinds of reds and browns and stuff like that could
perhaps.
Look, I don't think you could really confuse it. I'm just saying.
Look, we're doing a paint blood experiment for postmortem.
Great. I look forward. We're spatter paint blood experiment.
I can't wait.
Join our Patreon. Anyway, she's like, the shit I'm doing is working. Fucking got it. It's working on the painting. So he's like, all right, I'm going to go get you something lighter. She kind of starts freaking out a little bit and like falls over. And now she's like walking through the house and like stumbly kind of and gets to the bathroom and starts throwing up.
Like you are right now?
I'm doing right now. I'm just burping. Starts coughing, throwing up in the toilet. And Graham comes in and he's like, I could take you to the hospital, but you didn't get any of this shit for me. She's like, can I have some privacy, please? So he closes the door. She now fucking, he just has drugs sitting on the fucking counter. So she takes a bump of that.
Girl!
She goes back out to the room. The old guys are playing poker again. And they're like bitching at each other. Norm and some other big dude.
Sure.
And Dez comes in and looks sick. Asks for more Diablo.
Oh my God. Honey.
And the old dudes kind of start fighting. And one of them like accidentally elbows Graham in the face.
Uh-oh.
Like in the nose. So he starts like gushing blood. And Uh-oh. So now Dez is just staring.
Gotta
and like
get that blood.
Sweating and just holding herself until she can't hold herself anymore. And she screams and jumps on him.
Oh,
and
shit.
He like pushes her off her, but she like bites his fingers off his hand.
What?
And there's like, and then she bites a piece of like Norm's arm
oh
off
my
like a
God.
Chunk. And now she like sits on top of Graham and just holds his hand and sucks the blood out of his body through his fingers.
I've never seen that before.
It was really fucking cool, actually.
Really cool.
And now Norm is on the ground and it's just like a heartbeat sound. And then the other dude like comes back in because he had like, Graham started bleeding, so he's like, oh, I'll get you like a rag or whatever. So he like left and came back in.
Yeah.
And he's like, the fuck? And this dude is huge, like just a tall man.
Yeah.
And she grabs him and throws him against the wall like five fucking times and then lifts him up against the wall, throws him down and bites his neck.
Oh, shit.
And then she just picks up something from the floor and fucking snorts it.
Girl, I mean, you have some issues.
Cut to her driving in her fucking convertible at night with sunglasses on and like blood all over her fucking mouth, like dripping from it. You might
have
seen
this. They
were
wearing sunglasses. So they weren't Party USA. Ooh. They were vampires Party USA.
Maybe.
Interesting.
But it's a really cool, this is kind of like the cover of the movie. Okay. It's like very cool because I don't know. She's just like
covered in blood with sunglasses and a convertible.
Yeah. It just looks like cool. Badass. All right. Where do you go next? Question 7. And where does she go next?
She goes to Clive's house to get a little nookie.
Nookie.
And also some blood. And I am driving straight to vampire rehab. I have a problem. Hello, my name is Ketrin, and I'm a vampire.
Point for you. She goes to her own place.
Oh, she goes to her own place. Okay.
She has a bag with her and dumps out all three of those things of bliss and a gun.
A gun?
And then starts snorting some Diablo.
Oh, my God.
Puts
girl.
On some fucking hardcore music and fucking gets her painting on with her fucking sunglasses.
All right.
And then her landlord comes in yelling at her, and she like turns and stabs him in the eye with a paintbrush.
Right.
And then sucks his blood.
And then sucks his blood. Yeah. Don't gotta pay rent no more, bitch.
Cut to her waking up naked in the bathroom, blood in her mouth, and she hears outside, she hears a door outside opening of the bathroom. Mm-hmm. And someone being like, hello? And she goes out. It's fucking agent dude.
Oh my God, I fired you. Or you fired me. But who's
counting? Yeah, you fired me.
Yeah.
And so, suddenly you're here.
Yeah,
and,
how interesting.
Nikki said that the painting was going to be ready. So, you know, he was worried mm-hmm. and wanted to make sure she was okay because, mm-hmm. you know, he can make sure to help get like the everything back for her. Mm-hmm. Yada, 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 mm-hmm. yada.
I know this guy.
Mm-hmm. And he wants her back. And he's like, I'll lower my commission. And she's like, what, from nothing?
Yeah.
Because you fucking got rid of me, dick.
Also, Desi, eat this bitch.
And Desi's like, look, I need to get back to fucking work. And cut to her painting people. Oh, the people grow higher and higher. The line I wrote, painting people gray higher and higher. And I was like, what is that? She gets back to work. So she's like, or no, I think we just see the painting. And it has the little people have just grown higher and higher okay. and higher in the painting. And then she's just seeing flashes of killing different people from last night. So question, whatever the fuck, eight, I think. Where does she go now and where do you go now?
I think she goes to Courtney to be like, what the fuck did you do to me? And I'm going to go too because at this point I need answers.
I have a point for you.
Okay.
She first goes to her manager landlord's door and starts knocking on the door. There's no answer.
Didn't she eat him? Oh, she's trying to see if she
but
ate
like,
him?
Does she?
Did she do? Okay.
And then like, she goes the body? To Graham's house and knocks on the door there. There's no answer.
Oh.
I think she's like not sure.
Sure if she's
she's
doing
fucking
it.
Like
high yeah. as fuck. Yeah.
So now she's driving. She calls Graham, Hadrian, and leaves a message.
Hadrian.
Hadrian. Hadrian. It's probably named after like their friend.
I know.
Or fucking dad or something.
They're like passed being away assholes about. And we're terrible.
God, sorry.
Sorry, Hadrian.
Whoever Hadrian this is named after.
R.I.P. Hadrian.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
She just leaves a message. It's true, though.
Yeah.
And she's like, I can't remember what happened last night. And she's like, I'm scared. So she doesn't actually remember. It was just like those flashes.
Right.
And now she calls Courtney from a payphone. And she's like, where are you? And they're at her and Ronnie are at a bar. So fucking Desi goes in and she's like, what the fuck did you do to me?
Yeah.
And she's like, half my existence is a blackout. And she's like, and the other half is withdrawal like a motherfucker. She's like, what's going on?
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun.
No.
At all.
No.
You have all the bad parts of
all
drugs.
All of the bad parts. Both bad parts.
Yeah, the both bad parts. Why are we doing this?
What's the point of either one
yeah.
of us?
Yeah.
And Courtney's like, you know what's wrong? And she like kind of touches her lip a little bit. And she's like, looks like you already fixed the problem.
Oh, no.
And Desi like throws a glass and she's like, tell me how to make it stop. And Courtney says, you just have to embrace it, hun. This isn't booze. This isn't dope. This isn't bliss. You don't give it up. You can't.
Oh, shit.
Forever.
Oh,
forever. And Desi's like, fuck you. And Courtney laughs. Desi leaves. So now she's just like driving and she's like walking down like her apartment building hallways and it's like trippy, it's like tripping camera shit. And,
yeah.
and she's hearing whispers of like forever, forever, forever. And like Courtney like laughing, echoing. And we hear Des, Clive is at her front door. And he's like, what the fuck? I called you like 100 times. And he's like, you look like shit. And Desi tells him to leave. And Clive's like, Courtney said it was bad, but like, and Desi's like, you tell that fucking crazy bitch if she has something to say about me, she could say it to my face. Like,
oh, girl.
And then she opens the door and basically like falls in and like spits up blood.
Oh, Jesus.
And
she also needs anger management.
She's got
a lot going on.
God.
God.
Very talented artist, though.
Yeah, that's great.
A lot going on. So, beep, boop, boop. Oh, she's like, please leave. And he's like, he like kind of picks her up and puts her like on the bed. And she's like, he's like, fuck, you're like burning up. And he's like, what did you take? Like, you're going to die. And so he's like grabbing a phone to call 911. And she's like, oh, fucking freaking out. And he's holding her. And he's like, what did you take? What did you take? It's this fucking bliss shit, right? And she's like, leave.
Oh, Kim, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Nice job.
And
excuse me, are you seeing anyone? I just didn't know if maybe I could take you out sometime. Or
Jerry, is that Jerry?
I only know how to talk in lung.
Jerry,
wow, coming on a little strong.
Is that you?
You know what? I'm actually not ready for a relationship right now.
Oh God, right to my heart. So he's like, I gotta call an ambulance. She's like sweating and crazy eyes.
Okay.
And he's kind of like kneeling like next to her, and she like looks down and she bites his ankle and takes a chunk out of it.
What?
And then
she's eating the wrong parts of people.
Well, then she goes to his face and she kisses him and then rips his head off from the front to the back.
What?
And then sucks the blood.
That's going to give you a nice little spurt.
Yeah.
Gonna give you a nice little
and
spurt.
And then she fucking whips her long hair out back and blood splatters everywhere.
Oh, shit.
Fucking awesome.
That sounds hot.
Uh-huh. Just wait.
Okay.
Now the door opens with like light outside of it and just like laughing. And she's just got fucking crazy eyes and flashing lights. And it's like bathroom tripping out, laughter all around her. She's freaking out. Back to the other room. She's like the painting room. She's fucking crazy. She's looking at the painting and she's hearing all these people yelling at her. And it's like Clive now starts crawling towards her. And he's like, come here, you bitch. And she grabs the gun from the fucking thing and shoots at him. Now she goes into the bathroom, locks herself in the bathroom with the gun, and Clive is outside.
What?
Being like, you fucking bitch, I'm gonna kill you, open the door.
What?
She's hearing all of this.
Okay.
And question 9, what does she do? What do you do? What do you do?
I'm in the bathroom?
Mm-hmm. You locked yourself in the bathroom with a gun.
With a gun?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and kill myself. She's going to try and kill herself and it's not going to work. I am going to come out and be like, babe, I have a problem and I need help. And I'm going to start there. See how that goes.
Sure. I don't know.
I have a problem.
I don't even know if he's dead or not.
Yeah.
But try it.
Let's see.
She puts the gun in her mouth and screams. And then he's out there being like, do it, you pussy. Look what you did to me. You're a murderer. You're a murderer.
Oh.
And it's just like voice is now like yelling louder and louder and louder. Oh,
sweet.
And
she's dead. Okay.
All right. And so she takes the gun out and now she puts it to her head and she pulls the trigger. But it's just like we just hear like it's just like liquid squishing.
Ew. But
it's like she didn't. There wasn't like a bullet.
Okay.
Thing. And then, like, women laughing. Actually, I don't remember what happened to that part, but all I wrote was pulls the trigger, and then I wrote liquid squishing.
I got it. Pulls the trigger, liquid squishing.
It was trippy, you know?
Yeah.
And, whoop, where am I? What happened?
Whoop, there it is.
Liquid squishing, women laughing. Okay. Which page is next? This page goes to this page. Now flashes of her and blinking light and looking at her head in the mirror. But there's like she had pulled the trigger, but now she's looking in the mirror and there's no wound. There's no wound. And so now she's like back to the painting. And now we can see it looks kind of like a woman almost. And like the people are like a dress.
Oh, kind of, pretty.
Climbing up her a little bit.
Yeah.
She snorts some more.
Girl.
And Clive is now like, it's almost finished. Impressive. And he's like, do you think it was the bliss or the blood? My money's on the blood.
Ay, ay, ay.
And Desi like, it's me.
No, it's not, honey.
And he's like, remember earlier when you were fucking killing me? And he's like, first I was scared and then I was really fucking pissed off. But now I get it. You wanted a partner. And she's like, get the fuck out. And he's like, now we can create together. And he holds her face. Bam! Ah! Stake through his chest.
What?
Courtney is behind him.
Hello?
Unless you ruin the heart.
Oh.
His body falls on the ground and gets all oozy and melty.
Ooh. So how did he put his fucking head back on?
I don't know. I'm not a vampire.
Okay. You're not a vampire scientist?
I'm not a vampire scientist. Now, Courtney does a line and kind of like confronts Desi a little. And she's like, all those bodies you fucking drained. She's like, you think this town is a buffet? There's fucking rules. And she's like,
well, you didn't tell me any of the fucking rules, bitch.
I know, bitch. She's like, you with your supercharged blood. She's like, our blood, their blood, half a kilo of bliss. And she kind of like gets up close to her and she's like, I want to see how you taste. And she's all like in her face and neck. And she's like, I want to drain you dry. She's like, don't worry. You'll be fine tomorrow. Just a little hungover.
Oh, so vampires can drain each other?
I guess.
Okay.
And question 10, what does she do? What do you do?
Who?
Desi.
Desi. Desi's, I mean, Desi doesn't make great choices. So I think they go into some sort of like draining 69 situation where they're just mutually draining each other for a while.
Yeah.
What do I do? Fuck it. I'm already a vampire. Let's 69 this blood. Let's do it. Who cares? I'm not going to die.
I'm a vampire scientist. I don't know.
Yeah, let's fucking drain each other.
Desi headbutts her.
Okay.
So now they fucking throw down. Courtney throws her on the ground. And she's like, we fucking been here before. I'm going to fucking eat your face off, bitch.
Oh,
and
she my God.
Bites Desi's face and punches her a couple times. Now, Desi pushes her off.
What did I fucking tell you? Bath salt people eat
bath
faces.
Salts, I know.
They eat faces.
I'm telling you. Oh I think God. That's what this whole movie is about.
Wait. So, like, were all those people on bath salts really just vampires? I think I solved it.
Yeah, you solved it.
Yeah, I solved it.
You're the vampire scientist.
Yep, I sure am.
I've been looking for all along. So now they're struggling and like beating the shit out of each other and they're just rolling around in their own blood, basically.
Sure.
So now they're both kind of laying on the ground separately, like hurt. Courtney starts to like crawl towards the table and Desi is like screams like a demon and like gets up. And she goes for Courtney and she grabs something off the table and or Courtney grabs something off the table and hits Desi with it. Oh, somehow Desi like grabs Courtney and she has her basically what's this called? Whoop. Like she's holding her like wrapped her body around her
like
this.
Like a bear like a bear claw like death crypt.
Bear claw death crypt.
It's not called that, but we're calling it that.
So it's I think
Kim was just being
so
like
I'm on
koala.
The ground.
I think it's a koala grip. Let's call it a koala
I'm
grip.
I'm on the ground with my back on the ground.
Yeah.
Desi's no wait, Courtney's back is against me. I'm Desi.
Okay.
And then I have my arms and legs wrapped around her.
Yeah.
So she's like got her, and then she starts eating her face and sucking the blood out of
it. And Desi is eating Courtney's face.
Desi's eating Courtney's
okay,
face.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's where we are now. You're fucking got her.
Yep.
You're fucking eating her face, sucking her blood. You're Desi. What do you do next? What does she do next? Oh, God. I lost my pen in that death crawl.
I mean, I don't know why I don't just keep draining her blood. Maybe I drain her blood until she's like incapacitated and then I start painting with her blood. That's what I'm going to do. Maybe we do that hand in hand. The end. It's not that. It should be.
I'm going to give you half a point.
Okay.
Because sure. And like there's something that she does where I'm like, I don't know if she needs to do it or not, but right. It seems like it would be helpful.
Okay.
Desi gets up. Courtney's hurt on the ground and she's like, fuck. Desi stands over her and Courtney looks up and she's like, no, please don't. Desi lifts the stake and screams and stabs it into Courtney's heart.
Oh, shit. She fucking killed
Courtney.
Her.
Yeah. So now Courtney melts away and lights damn. On fire for a second.
Okay.
Now fucking rock music starts playing and like fucking strobe lights and Desi is like painting like a fucking crazy person.
Sure.
And she's covered in blood. She starts taking her clothes off and it's like she's like bloody and dancing now to like fucking rock music in just like her panties and like painting with like strobe lights, literally covered in blood. It was really fucking kind of hot and rad, not gonna lie. And now she's like standing at the painting and behind her bodies of all the people that she's killed start crawling behind her and like grabbing at her, grabbing at her ankles. And it's like super trippy and like fucking just like flash, 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 flash,
she's
flash, flash.
The painting.
And she turns and she screams, leave. They're gone. And now she's like a just like as if she were a painted red person, just covered whole fucking full body. With just a strobe light basically going.
Oh, shit.
And now she like delicately and slowly puts a little more finishing touches on the painting. It felt like finishing touches.
Yeah, yeah.
And we see the sun starting to come up outside. She backs up and looks at the painting and smiles and then explodes. She explodes. We cut to black and just hear splatter sounds. And then we see the floor covered in blood and the beautiful painting. And it's like all these shades of red. And it's like a woman with like a halo and like fire around her. And this dress of like kind of just like little like naked people crawling up her body. And it's like a slow zoom in on that. The end.
Wow. That went all kinds of places.
Yeah.
Holy shit. That crazy, sounds awesome. Right? I'm going to watch that with my own eyeballs.
That's cool.
Tell me my points.
Okay.
Hi, Sammies.
So we heard a rumor that you're not signed up for our awesome Patreon yet.
What? Where are you getting your BoneCon then?
It's cool. It's fine. You can still subscribe. Just hit the link in the show notes or search for us on Patreon. We're right there.
We've got all kinds of BoneCon.
That's bonus content.
We've got mini-sodes, post-mortems, and Q&As all live streamed. Polls, prizes, merch, and just a general smorgasbord of KK Sam.
So join us.
Or else.
Okay.
How'd I do?
For Dead or Alive, you got 4 out of 7.
Sure.
For questions, you got 16.5 out of 22.
Not bad.
For a total of out of 29, you got 20.5 points.
It's not bad.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah. Wow. I really like that. I can't wait to look up that painting. I'm going to Google Bliss movie painting. That sounds really cool.
It's funny because I was telling someone at work about it. Somehow I like looked up that like Bliss was bath salts and then everything started to make sense. And I was like,
That's so interesting.
Because I was like, she's definitely eating lots of faces in this.
That's, maybe she wasn't a vampire at all. None of them were vampires. They were all just exactly. on bath salts. And bath salts also makes you explode. Maybe.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit.
Like, I don't know that anyone was
Guys,
a vampire.
PSA, don't do bath salts. You explode at the end.
It was good, though. And that chick was fucking rad. And, like, there was definitely, like, a shit ton of, like, nudity. And I, like, didn't even mind it because it was just,
it felt empowered.
I don't know. Yeah, it was fucking cool a little bit.
Did you like Jeremy's acting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's really, I haven't seen him in this, but I find him a really fascinating actor. I think he makes interesting choices.
Yeah.
Cool. Have you seen this girl in anything else?
No, but I looked her up and I think she was in Friday Night Lights, but I didn't watch that. So,
oh, I watched that. I'll have to check it out. I didn't recognize her from any of the pictures I just looked at because all of the pictures were like
covered in blood
and I was on basalt and it was a lot. Cool.
Yeah. The scene at the end where she's like dancing and painting and stuff. I don't know. Yeah, it was cool. That fucking, the part where she, both when she like bites off Graham's fingers and sucks his blood and then fucking rips his Jeremy's head entire off. Head off.
Oh my God.
And then sucks the blood and then does like the hair flip back.
You were like, fucking rad. Damn. I can't wait to tell like, Graham.
Yes, queen.
Oh my God. You have to text Graham and be like, tell him when this is coming out. That's fun. So I guess that's it. Our live show is past now.
Our live show is past future.
I bet it was good.
You missed out.
Past future show. We'll do
stay
more.
Stay tuned for more future shows. Yeah. If you could, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, please tell a friend about our pod.
Please do that.
If you could, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at KK Sam Podcast and send us messages and stuff. We love hearing from you guys.
We would fucking love it. And yeah, I'm going to give you an assignment specifically to tell 5 people about us.
Mrs. Porter Martin.
Yep. 5 people. We love you. This has been Kim and Kat's Stay Alive.
Maybe.
So until next week.
Stay off the bath salts.
Bye.
Bye. And she's just like,
it's
fucking
not a Buick Skylark. Did you just go Ock?
Jumped on the end.
Ock.
I just wanted to be part of it with you.
You could have just sat it out. You could have just sat it out.
Just try to be in line.
You could sit some of them out.
It's like...